We got new music visuals from Kiki Palmer and Jake and Papa. Also, Austin J and Jordan Joseph in studio. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Oh my God.
Hey, I felt like he was going to be like, hey, what up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat.
There we go.
It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio with my queen to be.
Hey, guys. Why are we playing this?
Someone don't do none of their homework.
I never do homework.
Mr. Carter in the building.
You already know, though.
So we're playing this because we have a very special guest here in studio, Austin J.
Hey, how you doing?
Who has a one-man show called Belafonte Unauthorized.
Yes, a shared humanity.
Okay.
So we're going to get a little bit into that. So I thought we'd come in with, a little throwback. Is that okay for you, Queen? Oh, this is my, I was supposed to wake up right now, y'all. Hey.
If you're waking up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because you'd be up all night.
Oh! Hey.
You know what I'm saying? All right, so we also have Jordan Joseph in studio. We played his video cover song to Say You Won't Let
Me
Go.
Thank you for that.
And now we got him in studio. He's going to play a new song for us.
Yes.
Some Drake, brand new.
Brand new.
Cover.
Okay.
Something a little different, but let's get into it. So our first video we have is from the Beat family, Jake and Papa. They dropped their new visual for the song Mansion. Take a look.
Oh, I was so thirsty. Okay.
I bought her some new heels just to dance in. She let me have some cause I'm handsome. I'm trying to build a love long lasting.
Can you turn it up, please?
Let it foundation build a mansion. Mansion, you can tell them all if they asking. We gon' lay a foundation, build a mansion. Paparazzi flash you like Kim K. Hop up in that car and just dash it. And you like a god with the fashion. Kill them all in an orderly fashion. We can have it all, just imagine. We can turn this house to a mansion. You can get the song in the ad-lib. Just keep bringing the fire and passion. Ooh, Lord. Bought her some new heels just to dance in. She let me have some cause I'm handsome. I'm trying to build a love.
Jake and Papa Mansion. Giving us a little throwback. Mansion.
Marcus Houston back there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't feel like Marcus Houston?
A little bit.
The one back there, the way he was getting down in the back? Right there.
He do so like
he
Marcus
didn't like Marcus Houston.
No, yeah, he I love Marcus that. Houston.
Nah.
Yeah, he does.
If you squint your eye and turn your head like this, just
no squint needed. No squint. None of that. Shape and everything. This is cute, though.
No, it's cute.
The girls will love it.
I Shout
love
out them. To Jake and Papa. Yeah, they always put out a cute little project. Mm-hmm. Or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, but let's get into it. Austin.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Boris Kojo.
Boris Kojo.
I told him let me be his Nicole.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm kidding. Y'all know I flirt. Okay, sorry, go ahead. I'm interrupting. It wouldn't be normal. Okay, go ahead.
My little ADHD girl.
Yes.
Hey, bro.
Shit.
All right, so Belafonte Unauthorized.
Yes.
So this is a stage play.
Mm-hmm. It's a one-man show, so I'm up there by myself.
That's hard. Wow.
For 2 hours.
Have you ever taken on something like this before?
Never.
Okay.
But it's funny because this is actually the... fourth time I'm putting it up. So I put it up last year in April, again in October, again in February of this year. And this one is a special event for people to come to. We're doing 350 seats.
Oh
nice.
So
gosh.
We are inviting industry, whomever, friends, family. And before we go out to DC and perform it, doing this one night event.
Now, we hear about Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., but why this story specifically?
The thing about Harry Belafonte is, for my generation, because I'm not 50 plus, I know nothing about him, And so I know if I don't know anything, if my parents aren't telling me these stories...
The millennials don't know.
The millennials definitely don't know.
Right.
Because the same stories that we're getting are recycled stories.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King, like you said, Malcolm X. We might get a Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
We might get
Diana Ross.
A Diana Ross. We might get a Diana Ross thrown in there, but we're getting the same recycled
Queen. It's the music show. That's why it's the music.
Oh, that's why, because they both do music.
Okay.
But we're getting the same recycled stories. So when I found a post about Harry Belafonte, and the title was, "Will Hollywood Allow Blacks to Make Love on Screen?"
Damn.
I was like, this is interesting. So I started reading and doing research. And through reading his memoirs, watching his documentary, I was like, yo, this dude did so much for the civil rights movement. Because when I talk to people, I'm like, you know, I'm doing a show about Harry Belafonte. And they're like, oh, who's that? And I'm like, Dale.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that's him?
Yeah. Beetlejuice.
Oh, Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. And so I was like, I got to tell this story because I'm taking a man that everybody fell in love with his gift. So we fell in love with his gift, but we don't know the man and we don't know the struggle. So, you know, I'll take people that have either killed themselves or committed suicide or something like that. And people are like, oh man, I loved him. I loved him in that movie or her in that movie. Whitney Houston died recently. So we fell in love with Whitney's gift. But do we really know Whitney?
No.
And so that's the story I'm telling, because Harry is 90. And
he's still alive?
He's 90. He just turned 90 in March 1st.
God bless him.
Yeah. And so I've been given this opportunity, this vision, and I'm executing it.
Have you set downs with him?
I have not sat down with him, but his youngest daughter, because he has four children.
Mm-hmm.
He has two older ones from his first marriage, and then two from the second marriage. And his youngest daughter, Gina, who was active with him because he's still doing activist work, she came to the show with Jesse Williams last April. And so after the show, I kind of saw him in the audience because I was in a small theater. Mm-hmm. So I saw him and I was like, that looked like Jesse Williams. And so after the show was done, I bolted. I ran after him like, Where they at? And so I saw him up the street, and I was like, Jesse. He was like, who that? And I was like, he's like, oh man, good job. And so his daughter was there, and I didn't know that his daughter Gina Belafonte was there. And I was like, oh man, I've been following you. Like, you retweeted me. Like, I put up a picture with me and your father side by side. And I asked her. I said, did I keep it true to your father? Did I keep it true to your father? And she said, you did your due diligence.
Wow.
You did your research.
That's good.
And the thing that she said, which was even more exciting, was, I'm happy you're getting his story out there.
Wow.
So I knew I was on the right path. And so, like I said, I put it up three times. And now I have a brand new director, Iona Morris, who has, her father was Greg Morris. He was the black guy on Mission Impossible.
Okay.
And so she did a one solo person show about her father. And I knew that I needed her to help take me to the next level, because this Harry must see this. Mm-hmm. And that is part of the vision, for him to see it and be like, you got it. Mm-hmm. And so I have her now with me, and we've been in rehearsals like 4 days a week.
What do you feel internally is different about this one specifically that she's added to it?
She's added way more depth to the character. When I came in with the character, it was still on the outside looking in, like, how can I figure out the way he thinks, the way his mind works. And she's bringing more of the earthy Harry, mm-hmm. and the search for self, the authenticity of Harry. The inner monologue of narration, perfectly put. And she's bringing all aspects from that, because she knows what it's like to have a famous father. Mm-hmm. You know, he was the first black person on TV to be considered the smart black guy. And so she knows what it's like to have everybody looking at her, and she's in a fishbowl, and then her father's this. So then, you know, Harry was at a greater magnitude traveling the world. So she's bringing all that richness to telling that story in the civil rights movement, and just grabbing him from the gut, you know.
But why Harry Belafonte?
Because
what do you want people to get from
it? What get from it? Like, what made you? What made him? What intrigued you about this man so much? Like, what clicked in your brain to make you start doing more research?
For me, like I said, number one, I knew nothing about him,
mm-hmm.
and then two, as I started to read more about him, I found out he and I are the same. I have searched for my authenticity my whole life, and that's what he was searching for. And I'll bring up this point right now. it's not so much about education in life. It's about finding your gifts. And so with Harry, he found his gifts, and that's why he became who he was. So through that search of authenticity and knowing that he was an artist at heart, and then his mother put the social consciousness inside of him, he was like, how do I convey that? So what gifts do I have? He started as an actor. He's like, I know there's something in this. Okay, then he went to singing. I know there's something in this. So with me searching for my authenticity, because some people have gone through that situation where they're like, you're black, but you're not that black. You know what I'm saying? And it's trying to live up to somebody else's expectations
of you. Yeah.
And so I know what that's like. And Harry had that. Harry still has that. Still, if you still see Harry in interviews till today, you can see he still has some of that of trying to just figure out, who am I? What am I? In my show, I touch on how he went through a passing period where he was in a mostly Greek and Irish neighborhood, but then he got nicknamed Frenchie because he was light-skinned. So now he's like, I want to hang out with the black kids, but I'm hanging out with the Greek kids because they accept me. Now what am I? You know, I've never been the typical black person. I haven't been in jail. I don't know. I'm half Jamaican, half black. What is my authenticity? So when you come to my show, like I said, you're seeing a man searching for his true authenticity. And I know what that's like.
That's an important story for a lot of people now, too.
Yeah. Music, yeah.
So when you come to my show, you're seeing a story about Harry Belafonte, but most importantly, you're getting a history lesson. And that's where the heart of it is the history lesson. And I think that's why his daughter was like, I'm so happy you're getting his story out there, because we keep getting recycled ones. And yes, Martin Luther King and all those people are prominent figures, and they're important. But there's people behind the scenes that helped as well. You know?
Now, so I want to play this clip. You did, you recreated an interview of Harry Belafonte online, and you edited it with actual clips from the interview. Why this specific interview? Did you want to kind of recreate this?
Well, it's really hard to find any footage on Harry. It's so hard to find footage. But within...
Good for you. You pop right on up.
Oh, yeah. Hello. but in this clip, and the reason I even call my show A Shared Humanity is because my wants are no different than your wants, regardless of the skin color. We're all the same. And in this clip, Harry talks about that. He says, I thought that when I went to the war, because he went to World War II, and he went and he got back, and we all know the history. Blacks were treated as blacks once we got back. There was segregation and separation in the military, but we're supposed to be fighting for this country. And you'll hear when I say in this, because Harry says, I thought when we got back, we were going to focus on the betterment of men. Get rid of the fascism. Get rid of the flags. Get rid of the ideology. Just focus on each other. And so that's why I fixed that. I named my show Shared Humanity, and I picked this clip because it focuses on, I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how many kids you got or what color you got. You want the same opportunities that I want. And so... he says, I say that in this, but he says it in the video. He's like, I don't think that blacks should be treated a certain way because they're black. Just given the opportunities, let's strip away everything and just focus on that.
Boom. Let's take a look. Here's Austin J with Belafonte.
He's black. He's French. But he has any right to office our position based upon his color. But I do feel very strongly about the fact that great men have been disenfranchised for a long time and have not been able to sit in high places politically or on other levels because of color. But this is that great psychological ramifications, not only for the Negro community, who has had many reversals over the last couple of years because the racism which permeates American life from top to bottom in very subtle ways and in very obvious ways. The Negroes paid a terrible price for this, but somehow you find that racism in its subtlest and its most evil sense has worked its way deep into the fiber of the hearts and minds of many men and women. And with this going on, it has had its incredible influence on my own life. I was born in the ghetto. My mother was a domestic worker. My father was a seaman. I grew up in Harlem. I grew up not only with racism and segregation in America, but I grew up in the West Indies under colonialism. And my
My aunts and uncles and my grandparents were agriculturalists. They were farmers. And I saw what they did from morning until night and what their rewards were under the might of British exploitation.
Austin J. Yeah, Belafonte, make sure you guys check that out on YouTube.
I was into it.
I was. Okay. I was too.
I was gone.
It was really him.
It drew me in. I didn't see you.
I didn't either. For a second, I was kind of like, well, wait a minute. Who is that? Are you going to come on at all?
That's real, brother. That's real.
And just like the little simplicity of chopping up with the original interview, I'm here for it. So now, where can everyone check out your social media? And then for the show, can they get tickets?
Yeah, so you can go on Belafonte on Auth at gmail.com. That's BelafonteUnauth. That's a long one. when I was doing it, I was thinking about it. I had to spell it out. But yeah, Belafonte on Auth at gmail.com. You can RSVP. First 20 people can get on my guest list. And if you RSVP on that, and then you can go to Belafonte on Authorized. .com. Check out the dates. It's at the Barnsdall Theater in Hollywood at 4800 Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles. Los Angeles. And you can go on Belafonte, Unauthorized for Instagram, Austin J, AustenJaye for Instagram. I'm all over. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. Thank you for coming on the show.
Very deep.
All right, let's get into the next video, you guys. Her name is Georgia Smith, and the song is called Teenage Fantasy, and let's just talk about fucking tone here. Take a look.
Fuck.
Yes, I love her tone.
Right? Everything.
There's so much emotion to it. You know?
Yo.
Yeah, it feels very Persian, very European.
Yes, Persian, French, Persian. What you thinking, Mr. Carter?
Yo, you already know, though. That's a hit right there. I love her tone. And, you know, that's a, you need me to get that shit to, that's old girl. Ooh. Yeah. The song with Drake on off of his, Right.
We have no clue what he's talking about.
Girl. You have no clue what I'm talking about.
So this is a new
you
single.
You know you're a music head. You be hearing shit we
You
ain't
know
never
the Drake
heard.
Song.
She'd have to play her. But so Georgia Smith, make sure you guys check out this is her latest single. She had she dropped an album last year, Project 11, which is really dope. But I'm so excited. I was a little disappointed, but then I just watched it and I was just super excited. So this artist named Her,
I know her.
H-E-R.
I like her.
Ever
Yeah,
she is. But I know who she is.
Well,
I
girl, we all know who she is.
No, y'all don't know who she
is. What's her? If you said her name, it's like Gabby or.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's in the video, and I'm gonna point her out.
Let me see.
I'm gonna show you. It's at 309. Oh, that's fine. All right. So basically, I was like been waiting for a visual from this girl for a really long time because it's like every dancer in North Hollywood gonna put something together. And it's like the official video for. No, it's not. So this is, it's a little like mini movie thing, and it's music inspired from her. We're just going to play a little clip where she actually shows herself.
Don't say that that's her, because you don't know if that's her.
All right. Well, you let me know if she's in this clip.
Wait, so how do you know this? It's her?
First of all, I do her hair. She'll be here on the 22nd and the 23rd. I'll be doing her hair. But
she'll be in here.
But on the video, right? How can you tell it's her?
You keep. Let me see. Because you're just dropping names.
Girl, I've done my research to try and find.
I've tried to do research too, but I ain't found her name. Yeah, I ain't found her name. So that's why I'm asking. Can you find out who her is in this video?
This is her every kind of way. Take a look.
Point her out. I want to know
when she gets off the subway.
My aggression isn't passive. I promise with you the butterflies in my stomach are active. They're dancing, I'm feeling static. Wanna get closer like magnets. Your company I've been feeling. I think I've turned to an addict. I don't get high, but looking in your eyes I'm lifted. Can we make this tradition? Your kisses make all my doubts go away. Go away, yeah. Show me love when it comes to the music. It's like when I feel lonely, that's when you start acting choosy. I don't wanna keep playing them games, cause I feel like I'm losing. I don't wanna keep playing them games, cause I feel like I'm losing. What we doing? What we doing? What we doing? What we doing?
H-E-R, her, every kind of way.
That smile says a lot.
Make sure you guys check it out.
I was like, she gonna walk past her. I knew it.
But I love it. I love the subtleness of it. I'm here to play the game. Girl, I just have done too much
Queen, go get that hair right. I already know.
And I always get it right.
I already know.
Hello, that's silhouette, baby.
Hello.
Is that my kind of hair that I do,
though? Hello.
Look, Queen coming in today, like.
Wink Lux, baby.
She'll be doing her. She'll be here. I'll be doing her the 22nd and the 23rd. But she's... I can't talk about it. If I can. Moving right along.
What do you think?
Because I like... Because you know what it is? I like the fact that...
Yeah.
Whoever her is, I like the fact that she's incognito.
I like that, too.
Because she's put out music a while ago. But so it didn't move. Mm-hmm. But once she became... Once she became the music, people started purchasing her music.
Right.
People started getting interested
about listening.
They came more about listening because it wasn't a visual. Mm. The girl is beautiful. Mm. She's the most prettiest thing. She's well shaped. Like, she's a beautiful girl. But I like the fact that people are paying attention to her music.
Yeah, because
her album. And when I first heard it, I DM'd her and I said, "Yo, this sound like you." Okay, yo, is this you, son?
Yo.
But there was no response. But then I get the call, and then I'm like, I knew you were her.
Mm.
But I respect the fact that nobody knows really who she is, so we just gonna keep it that way.
Beautiful.
And let her music continue to speak for itself.
You pay more attention to the art
that way. Art. Like, I'm anticipating the second one to come
her
out.
Her too. Yeah, I'm like, her too. Y'all get ready.
And it was snuck in there. So
snuck.
Subtle.
So subtle. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this video is like 20 minutes long. Like, she did a whole little, like...
It's a short film.
Is she in there more than once?
That's all I've seen.
That's it.
But let me tell you, she is so talented. She plays the guitar. She played bass. She played electric guitar. Like, she is extremely talented. But I respect how she's moving, whoever her is. Mm. I respect how she's moving. And I respect the people who love her music. And I respect the people who are finally getting into it. Because we're so weird. We like not knowing, like suspicion.
The mystery of
the mystery of who this person is. But then her shit is popping. Yeah. So we're like, yo, whoever this her is, we like to say, you feeling her music, but no one knows who this person is. Mm-hmm. But this person has been out before.
Right.
Yeah, but they didn't respect her shit.
And it'd almost be amazing to be her and be somewhere and people talking about you not knowing.
Knowing you're who's sitting right there. Next to you. Wow. Like, they like, yo, you got that her? And she's sitting right there in the corner.
Like, oh, yeah, I got that her.
Right.
Wow. But I mean, that kind of shows in the video, too, of her just sitting there chilling.
Yeah,
and just
chilling.
The girl walking by it. She's listening to it. I love it. All right, let's talk about it, Jordan. We're going to play this clip. We played it at the beginning a couple weeks back. Say You Won't Let Go, your cover single. Let's
hey, let's go.
Look you right now, and you look as beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know, darling, your love is more than worth its weight in gold.
Jordan Joseph, Say You Won't Let Go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now,
I said you give me O-Town tea.
I remember that.
Yeah, like, this is a different sound. This is definitely giving
me. Well, no way.
Okay.
Because that's just part of him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. That's a piece of him.
So you going to give us something else?
Yes, because now he has a single out now called Brand New. It's a Drake cover. Very different tone.
Very different.
Now, I remember before you actually recorded this, you had said you kind of wanted to go in like a couple different vibes
a little bit more. I mean, I'm all about love, so that's why the first song for me, the music video, I'm there by myself as one man trying to inspire that same message of love to my listeners, to the world. And I mean, if you follow me on social media or any platform, it's always about love, no matter what visual you see. So for me, it was like,
are you a multiple lover or are you a one man lover, one woman lover?
I'm a lover. I believe in love. So for me, it's in every aspect. And I mean that in friends, family, in a general. I think the world needs that
in
every way. So for me, I felt like, you know, I'm going to stand in this place. That bridge was actually from a design from...
Oh, was your thing says love?
Yeah, my finger.
Okay.
And ironically, it's on the middle finger. Yeah, so, and I know that that's how so much of the world sees it.
Yeah.
As fuck love. But I think we need that. And I think that for so long in social media and in music, we've forgotten that aspect of love, like genuine love. And teaching and inspiring it. So I want to do that in all music. And with Brand New, though my the tone is different, the song is different, it's more R&B, the message is still the same. And more or less, you can relate to it as a relationship, as it pertains to your relationship with a lover, maybe family, maybe a best friend. For me, it was more like, what's brand new in my life right now? You know, I was always modeling, and my hustle has been crazy for so long, I had forgotten music. So now that I've put out a visual, I let people see me by myself stand right here and sing you a song. I want them to now know what's brand new in your life. Like, what's going on now? What has changed since you started to take this journey to inspire love into the world? And that's what Brand New is about for me.
Let's take a listen.
We need love.
We do.
All we need is love.
This here's on some truthful shit. It seems like everything I do, you're used to it. And I hate hearing stories about who you've been with. It's when I gotta hide what I'm feeling inside. So you still think I'm confident and down? Is this gonna last? You're up on a pedestal, no, we moving too fast. Feels like I'm in crazy competition with the past. That's why I had to ask. Is anything I'm doing brand new? Brand new, brand new. Is anything I'm doing brand new? Brand new, brand new.
This here is something personal. I highly doubt this feeling is reversible. Knowledge is pain, and that is why it hurts to know that you attempt to hide and put mistakes aside. So I don't ever question you in doubt. I can't even find
Jordan Joseph, brand new, covering Drake.
All right,
okay. Hey, we gonna get a visual for this?
Soon, and again, the visual for me, I want it to be about showcasing what's new in my life since the very first cover that I put out. And it's more so about finding myself. You know, for me, I called it the interlude of what's next. This is something that you can vibe to. It's very chill, but I also want you to see, like, where I'm going, you know? And it still has the same message of love from me to the world around me. And, you know, like I said, relationships in general, friends, family. And I think that we need that. I think that right now music needs love. I think we as a people need love. And you know, love.
Do you think you should focus on a sound like that on a consistent, like, just like consistently, like say do like a mixtape or something like that, just making music like that?
You know, I did think about that, and I do like that idea.
That's needed.
Yeah, and I like that vibe, and you know, I'm learning as I go more into music. I'm learning my strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So even if you have a tone, it doesn't mean you have the technique or the range. So it's really about finding myself, but in and it's kind of similar to what you were saying earlier. Like, do you know the artist? Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You knew Whitney's gift, but did you know the artist? Mm-hmm. So I want people to know me. My message is always love, and I'm on my way to sharing my gifts.
So. Now, you say that your genre is romance.
Yes.
Mm. What does that mean?
My genre is romance means that, you know, from romance you can involve yourself into every genre. And you know, as you guys can see and hear the difference between Brand New and the first record, mm-hmm. you know, though different, still had the same message. You mm-hmm. know, it was about romance for anyone, and I think that I can incorporate that into whatever I do next. And even when I came out with Say You Won't Let Go, it wasn't expected. People don't expect you to look this way
and
sound like that. So they were like, oh, you did a pop rock song instead of a, you know, and maybe, you know, having my shirt off could have got me this certain, you know, moment, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to stick to my message, and I wanted to give something different and show that I can be over here and give you romance, and then I can be over here and still give you romance as well.
Like a box of Russell Stovers, you know what you gonna get? All love.
So what's covering every corner?
You know what I'm saying?
Right, and it's a way of finding myself, and I think that once I get locked into something, you'll hear something like a EP or a mixtape that is all, you know, brand new type of music. But I want to be able to, you know, somebody that maybe didn't like the pop rock song may like the Drake song and still get my same message. So mm-hmm. and somehow I touched your heart in that way. So
okay.
So what's been new since releasing the video for you?
Because
you've been like a leading man in other people's videos.
Right,
and now
right.
You dropped
right,
your
right.
video.
Yes, and it's very different.
Come on now, Boris.
I said he looked familiar.
Right? Both of y'all.
Wait, if he gonna be your Boris, who I'm gonna be?
Vince Carter.
You can be her coach. Vince Carter.
You can be my vanilla, Scott.
Let me tell you something. Anybody that's bald and black, we get Vince Carter, Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher. Oh, you Vince Carter.
I get Derek Fisher.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Common.
No.
That's clean. Whatever her hair looks like, I give her a new name every week.
Fuck you.
Right.
I'm always changing up. It's okay. I can be whatever you want me to be.
We know.
Fuck you. You're gonna be good today. See.
Let him finish his interview.
Okay. Right. Sorry, handsome. You're my light skinned handsome boy.
There we
handsome.
Go.
I
can do that.
Handsome. Is she somebody girl up in here? That's your girl.
It's my PR.
Okay. I'm just making sure because I'm in here flirting. I don't want you to
the vibes,
leave.
Right?
She'll be like, y'all saw how you were doing. You know what
well,
I mean?
Maybe they ain't gonna tell you because they seen the episode with Depp when you was trying to check if his girlfriend was white or brown.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. And you was like. Tell her to come in.
I really wound up running outside and found out that she was a black girl. She was cute. Okay, interview time, handsome. Interview. I'm sorry.
Oh God.
Look, I be wanting to know shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with asking questions.
You know what I mean? I'm wrong with asking questions. I might not be their type, but they don't know I can rule like, I can change their life.
There you go. Well, since...
I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. So obviously you inspire Queen's Lady Parts, but what artists inspire you?
I hate you.
It's crazy because my range is so all over the place. I love Zayn. I love Ed Sheeran. Mm-hmm. I love Drake.
But like growing up.
Honestly, I was a big fan of the boy bands. I grew up wanting to be in one. Boyz II Men,
NSYNC,
Backstreet.
Insane.
But I loved early Usher. I loved real R&B too, so I love John B. I love Jay Holiday. Holiday is absolutely one of my favorite R&B artists. R. Kelly.
Gotta say R. Kelly.
You know, I love that old school R&B vibe. Because those are all songs we knew. And if it came on, it was like, oh, we making love.
Yeah.
You know,
we slow dancing
in middle school. Like, you know, but it was all about romance. And that's what I loved about early R&B. So
that's funny you say that, because in your song, I heard some 90s R&B in there.
Yeah,
I heard a little bit.
Yeah, that vibe.
That's what I love. Yeah. And I've fallen in love with the electric guitar. I feel like that's one of the most romantic instruments.
Wait, you play it?
No, I would love to. I want to learn soon, but I just love the sound of it. My producer, Mark Solomon, he actually put it on the Say You Won't Let Go, and that's the guitar that
you
hear.
That and the saxophone. So. Saxophone is, I like the saxophone, very too. Sexy.
Ooh, I actually have an album for you.
Okay.
It's a jazz album.
Can I make love to it?
Is it Kenny G?
Kenny G played the clarinet.
No, tenor. No, tenor sax.
Tenor sax.
Oh. Yeah.
This man's talking about flute.
The flute is here.
All right, so Jordan, where can everyone follow you and check out any of your covers?
My SoundCloud is Jordan Joseph. I'm Jordan Joseph. My Instagram is at I'm Jordan Joseph as well. I also have a Facebook artist page, Jordan Joseph. So you look up Jordan Joseph and you'll find me either way. I also have my YouTube. You can subscribe and see the music video you actually just played. And it's Jordan Joseph on YouTube
as
well.
And you do poetry too.
I do. I'm finally trying to incorporate that into my my musical journey. I think that I write poetry pretty well, but going from poetry to music is a little different, especially when you're so deep. I'm always too deep, so I want to simplify it so that, you know, the world can read and hear my words.
Well, if you like poetry, I'm going to be... I am tomorrow. Sorry, don't hit me.
Do it, yes, girl, yes. Come on, do it, yes.
I am judging a slam tomorrow at the Mark in downtown Los Angeles.
Really?
So I can tell you about it. You can come check it out.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I actually went to the Poetry Lounge.
You mean
on Fairfax?
No, but we last week I was at the study.
Okay.
In Hollywood for poetry and music, but this Thursday, tomorrow, I will be judging the poetry slam. It's gonna be 15 poets, and then after that, after everybody wins, then it's music, like real singing and stuff like that. Is super dope.
Do they do an open mic as well?
I'm not sure if they do open mic, but I know that you would probably have to sign up, which isn't hard to do.
I did somebody
to do it.
That would be great. Yeah,
I got my girl who went with me last week. She is, and she's gonna be singing this week.
Okay. Yeah, I would
love
to do that.
I'm gonna post up the flyer too, Queen.
Yeah,
for your
thank
thing.
You.
You already know.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I had went. Up, I actually went up and did a poem, so it was pretty cool. I mean, it was well received. It was really packed in there. I didn't expect it to be so many people.
Because it's needed here.
Yeah, I've been to that place.
It is, and
before.
It's one of those like almost like a subculture that you don't know unless you're looking for it.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, more people should be involved and go check it out. So I loved it, and I want to start going more.
Yeah.
I feel like poetry is starting to come back into music, though. I mean, you got her. Like, people are paying attention to lyrics again.
Right.
That's a great thing.
Amen.
That's a great thing.
All right, well, this one ain't nothing about the lyrics, but that's fine. So, I was up last night putting this together, and my thing is I'm so happy that this came out right before I sent it out, because I had to take one video out to put this in there. Kiki Palmer, love you. The song is called Wind Up, and the video's just...
Oh, this Kiki Palmer.
I love it.
Oh,
God.
Get me. Flash bulbs everywhere. Paparazzi sick me. I guess the whole everything home to my village. Pardon me if my eyes kinda low, I can't see. So tell him stop bitching, motherfucker, listen. Since 9 years old, I've been in the kitchen. Family gotta eat, that mean I gotta get that bill. And I ain't sitting down for no nigga, feel me. All the way to California in a caravan. It was me and my mama, my motherfucking fam. From the gutter, gutter. So you mad cause I came up, bitches. When I see one, I wanna get down on her. See one, I wanna get down on her. See one, I wanna get down on her. See one, I wanna.
Kiki Palmer, wind up. I just want to know this girl's tea because I'm just like, she should be just so much bigger than what she actually is. And I'm just like, who's working behind? Is it her attitude? Is like a Teyana Taylor thing? Like,
no.
People don't like work.
I just, you know, I think she's typecast because in my mind, you know, she would like the Miley Cyrus thing. Like, she will always be little Kiki. But it's like, where is this mannerisms coming from? Like,
and this is what I brought up the first last time we played her videos. I didn't understand where her mannerism was coming from. All the cussing and stuff. Like, this is not the Kiki that,
like, what are what are you trying to prove?
Right, what are you trying to promote?
Well, I mean, I think she's young, and I think there's a place for her that I feel like she's trying to show. Like, as a millennial, like, yeah. I'm free.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's safe to say I do think she's talented. Yeah. I've worked with her a few times on her show, on TV, and two of her music videos, and even in person, she's very, I think she's comfortable and sure of herself, whether you know it or not, and I think that she's trying to put that into her art.
I get that, but it's to me, it seems like she's trying to screen it. Like,
okay, yeah.
This is me. I'm no longer little Kiki Wyatt from TV, from Disney or whatever she
right.
was on.
Fuck these bitches, fuck these niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, like, you say that, but then in that video when it's like her in the caravan driving down, she's talking about her story, the first thing I'm thinking marketing-wise is like, oh, this girl needs like a sitcom. Like, I just
she
see
does,
the sitcom,
yes.
Like,
that's what she, to me, that's like, what
do you
she,
mean
that's
like
her
a Moesha
heart right there. She,
yeah,
sitcom.
Like, she would be the perfect person to put that in. Because it's
she's an amazing actress.
Yes,
but can I understand her musically? No,
but she's not. She ain't checking for you. She checking for
no. But I'm not hating her. I'm not hating on her movement. Mm-hmm. I love Kiki Wyatt. Kiki Wyatt. I love Kiki Palmer. No shade. Like, I fucks with her. Like, I would love for her to come up here. I would love to meet her and kiss her up. But I'm just trying to understand, what are you screaming? Mm-hmm. I feel like she's screaming for people to understand this part of her.
Are you asking that question because it's like she's already established? Why do you feel she's going backwards?
A little bit.
Okay.
Well, then you have to ask yourself, how does one do that? How does one come out of that mold safely or the right way? Or is there a right way to come out of that young Kiki mold?
They come out screaming, kicking and screaming, the same thing Miley Cyrus did. When she ripped off her clothes and was wearing dildos on stage, they scream out. They scream and jump out. But, you know, I want to see Kiki more. I want to see her acting. I think that's what her strength is. She can dance really good. Okay, her singing, it is what it is. But I think I feel her more with acting because she gives it all she got. I don't understand
How old is Kiki?
She's
22, 23.
She's 22. Yeah. So I'm not, because okay. the reason I bring up age, because sometimes it can be a factor and sometimes it can't be. But with what you're saying, she's going backwards. It's as if as a teen, she should have been doing this. But now that she's in this certain age, she should be carrying herself a certain way.
Maybe I'm judging her.
But what if she was, you know what I mean? She's in a place now where it's like, finally I can do what I want to do. I had to do this, you know what I mean, this child acting stuff, and now it's like, you know when they say,
and a lot of artists do go through that.
But I guess what
she's
saying is,
like, once they get control, you know, she has, I'm sure, does she probably has creative control over her music, so she's able to do what she wants to do.
When is the last time she worked?
Worked on what? Scream Queens, like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just trying.
Oh, yeah. She had her own show on BET.
Like, yeah, I'm just trying to talk understand, show. Like, mm-hmm. making sure she's still progressing.
And
I don't
doing
want her,
Broadway.
Okay, I don't want her to digress. I just want whatever's happening here, I don't want it to affect who she is and affect her.
Right, you
her
want
to me, this
message.
Is her keeping the fan base right here. Okay. This is something, let me feed the kids while I'm doing something. Let me dress like Rihanna and bop around real quick. Speaking of a summer bop, Symphonique just dropped. Dripping, take a look.
Good discussion, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand it. No shade.
I see why your man need to stop it. Let me slide, no, it's sliding in Versace. Everywhere we go, we the topic. Then we pull up in the ghost with the topic. I might run it up for a rude boy. Love it when I pull up in that new boy. Game too strong when I flex it. But the money's the only thing that I'm chasing. For all of the bad ones, the love with a passion. Got the fatal attraction. Well, here go your anthem.
Symphonique dripping. A little summer thought bop band, but you know, it was cute. I just was not here for the choreography on the beach. I'm like, a little sloppy, you know. But it's cute.
It was
she can
man.
Sing, though.
It's the sand.
Yeah. She can actually sing.
It wasn't the baby boy video, you know what I'm saying?
It's the sand. It couldn't get through the blocks.
The baby boy. The Beyonce baby boy.
Brother, when she does that thing with the sand.
You're crazy.
I'd be in my bed. Hey,
I didn't know she was a masterpiece daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh, that's masterpiece.
Yeah.
She put out a song.
And it shot him with a 5D camera instead of a red, and that's masterpiece daughter. Why didn't he invest in her video? Okay, sure.
Well, that's like because maybe let me tell you, we're gonna have Mac 10's son in here. Remember Mac 10?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Well, he be invested
that's
in
T-Boss,
his children.
That's
when I
T-Boss.
Show you this boy's video,
right? But if that's masterpiece, if that's symphony, first of all, she's beautiful. She grew up to be a beautiful girl. We don't know what she looked like when she was little. But if that's masterpiece daughter, okay, the cars isn't enough.
But even her first video, she put out a video a long time ago. I forget what the name of the song was, and she really sang. It was the same way. The video wasn't the quality you would think for, you know what I'm saying, masterpiece
maybe she
do it.
But think of, I mean, you got to think
but
about Solange. Think about Solange.
But he can at least
they didn't give Solange no kind of budget for that first
goddamn,
project.
Red car and let her go and do whatever she wants. It's not expensive to rent a red out here. We're in Hollywood. It's not expensive to rent a red. They was definitely 5D-ing on her.
I mean, maybe that's what the look she was going. But
that was not the look she was going for.
Speaking of red cameras, you know, my boo, Stefflon Don, just dropped this new one called Envy. Oh, stick a look.
That's
the
red one.
Stefflon Don, Envious. You know, I just, everything she dropped, I just be like, so obsessed. But the thing is this, I'm going to own up to it.
You were obsessed with her.
Right,
I was.
He was.
I watched her, a live performance of her at the YouTube. She did this thing with YouTube and
not
girl.
Good.
Maybe it was just a bad night. Maybe it was just a bad night. No.
You can tell when someone's just like,
oh,
you know what I mean? And it's like,
she could have been nervous.
No.
I'm trying to help
like,
her.
Like, I'm watching all the clips.
I'm like, Jesse,
like,
this your
I'm
boo.
Like, I do wonder because they put on this weird, like, I think she probably, because she, you know, she's from Europe, so she might have wore something a little scandalous, and YouTube was like, you got to put something over that, because she had the weirdest shirt on. It just was not appealing her.
Oh, she wasn't happy.
You gotta work on your
breathing.
It didn't
look like she was even in her element, huh?
It just was like, I don't know. It's like
she was probably over it. She probably had on a dope ass outfit.
But see, to
yeah,
me,
but
as
still,
a star,
you can't,
bitch,
can't
you better go out in a trash bag and be like
in a trash bag.
Hey, Missy got in the trash bag.
Hey. Best video ever.
Yeah, for real though.
It's so funny, like, everything that you guys are saying, I have questions, and you guys answer my questions.
Like,
because I was wondering, I was like, there was a time where people were just groomed. They were taken care of. They knew their craft. It wasn't just about a beat or, you know, being seen. And so you bring up that, seeing that on YouTube, and it's like, when are we going to get back to that where we actually worth, we actually, our ticket was worth it.
No one does that anymore. No.
Honestly, it'll be like probably another 30 to 40 years before they have a quarter. I just had a conversation yesterday. These kids, I was talking to someone, Nick and Navy. Mm-hmm. So we're talking on the phone yesterday, and she was like, you know, it's crazy. I wish I was growing up. I don't know if I wish I was growing up right now or if I don't. She said, if I want to be in this, you know, entertainment world to grow up now, you're going to get your entire high school following you. You're going to get your college following you. Like, it's just in the generation of, I mean, hey, I'm going to post this right now, you know. But the older generation thinks about what they're going to post and tries to plan the timing of it.
Right. But yeah, when you think about it, yeah, there was none of that.
We want that security. Yeah. So it's kind of like.
No, they had artist development. And they had. Motown. They had artist development.
The communication
they had glam
was through people,
squads.
Yeah.
The communication was through people. People who were there was budgets. There was professionals who knew exactly where you should go with your look. You sit down and you discuss it together to make sure that it works. Even if you don't want it to work, this is my vision for you. So this is what you're going to wear, and it always worked out. Now with the independent artists, people have the freedom. They can go with a scarf on their head and wear their butt cheeks out and still get a million views on their videos. So. There is a huge gap. These people just don't care anymore. People are going for a beat and for whatever's hot at the moment. Yeah. Back then, we used to have... It used to be...
It was a system.
It was art. Mm. It was respect. It was integrity. It was...
Harry Belafonte.
Come on, brother.
Come on through.
Come on, brother.
It was Harry Belafonte, baby.
It was.
See, I just think it's unfair to fully say that, because I think, obviously, it was a specific type of art that only certain people could get to if you were lucky enough to be able to get a part of, you know, that glam squad and that type of bank account.
People
but now,
grind to get to it.
But I'm saying, but now people are grinding to get to it and building their squads from scratch, and that's what I'm saying. So it's like,
we're not taking away from the fact that they're building for scratch, but what we were talking about is there's a difference between having an independency to do whatever you want, and then there's a difference with having a squad.
Here's what I'm really saying.
Yes.
Don't rush the process. Mm-hmm. And the reason I can say that is because I rushed the process. Mm-hmm. And I've been at this for 14, 15 years, and it wasn't until I was placed with a vision and something that fed me that I said, okay, what it is. I didn't bring this up earlier, and I forgot it, so it's a perfect time to bring it up now. I tell everybody to find your passion within your passion. Mm. And people get confused. They're like, what does that mean? Simple. Because they're not going to give you this, because like the studios, when MGM first started, they would groom Tony Curtis, all these people. Yes. They were grooming people. Motown groomed their people. So now we are individuals. We're independent contractors. We have to find it. And so if you rush the process, like going through a class or something like that, so when I say find your passion within your passion, acting is my passion, but what's under that umbrella? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So history, I love history. So that's why I say when you come to my show, you're getting a history lesson. So my love for history feeds my passion versus being in a video and showing my ass and showing my taking my shirt off and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What feeds that? So if you don't rush the process, because we're looking at other people and comparing, this person has 20,000 followers on Instagram. This person has this. This person's this where. One of my good friends, Issa Rae, he's Insecure. I met Issa in 2010. She was doing Awkward Black Girl, now it's called Insecure, for 5 years. Wow. She didn't rush the process, and she did her tour, she wrote her book, and now she blew up. Mm-hmm. She didn't rush the process, and in the process, she did do auditions and stuff like that there, but she stayed with her vision, and a lot of people don't have that. So that's why I always tell people, find your vision and your vision, and then you'll get to where you need to go. You can't rush that.
But there's no patience. Everything is a microwave society.
Yeah, for sure.
15 seconds to a minute. Yeah, 15 seconds to a minute. Mm-hmm. Everybody just want to do it right now, and that's it.
Because if you've posted it, you've done it.
And so even if you can't see what's behind the photo, or whether you were somebody that worked hard to get this music video or this play or this whatever, you don't see the process. So some people give you a product and be like, here's the product. And there was no process. There was no purpose. There was no vision. Mm-hmm. You didn't think about the art or your message that you're going to send through. You were just like, oh, okay, well, they did this, so I'm going to do it this way, and bam, put it out there.
And I think that's why you're confused about Kiki. Because you're trying to figure out what's her vision.
Yes.
Yeah. What is she going for?
What are you doing?
Right.
So it looks like she's going backwards to you.
Yes. Well, I mean, I think at one point she had a message and she was acting, and I think she was finding herself. She had she was so successful as a young black woman. Yes. You know what I mean? So I think now she's like, well, I did that, but this is what I want to actually do. So how can I do it? And maybe she hasn't. You know,
I still feel like she's searching.
Yeah.
I still feel like she's searching.
But I mean, at 23.
But out in Oakland.
Yeah,
at 23. Are you sure she's 23?
She's under 25.
Right. She's right.
26. She's a baby. Yeah.
You never know. Because sometimes we look at artists and we be like, hey, how old was Jamie Foxx when
and
he
I
got
know
on?
My age.
Well, people say he was 25.
Yeah, but
I don't
also when Jamie Foxx was on Wikipedia and all these internets, it wasn't the way that you can
No, but, I, but I'm saying.
Like, that's how I know who her is.
Yeah, but I'm saying. But I'm saying it took a while because right now you look up and you're like, oh, Jamie's 50. What yeah. was in the Living Color? Well, he probably was 32.
Right, you were wondering where all the years
he took the process.
And that's another thing, like, really people, I like, it irks me when I hear certain celebrities changing their age and things like that, because it's like, I get why you do it, but once you do that, you're feeding into the corporation. You're feeding into telling people that, you know what, you have to be young, you have to be this, you can't, most of these people are 30-something once they hit, and then their career starts going up. Yeah, they look good, then they can afford the skincare and all that kind of stuff, and then it's like, they look 5 years younger, and it's like, well, fuck
Denzel was 34 years old when he did Glory.
Okay.
Damn, well, that's why we think Morgan Freeman
that
age and he stayed the same age forever.
Morgan Freeman.
We're still questioning Morgan Freeman.
My whole life.
He came out my whole life.
Okay. Morgan Freeman came out with gray hair.
Hey, for real.
Morgan Freeman looked the same forever.
Hey, there are no rules when you take off. You just take off.
That's true.
Amen. And I need to take off right now, but I want to thank you guys for coming in studio.
Thank you for having me.
Austin, where can everyone follow you?
Austin J A U S T E N J A Y E and then Belafonte Unauthorized.
Boom.
I like that case.
Jordan Joseph anywhere, YouTube, Jordan Joseph, SoundCloud, Jordan Joseph, Instagram. I'm Jordan Joseph.
Boom. Are you?
Yes, I am.
Being their authentic selves.
Mr. Carter, everywhere though.
Quain.
Is it Mr. Carter though? Or
no,
Mr.
I can't. I have to change it back.
Everybody already know you can follow me at Instagram at Queen Wink, Snapchat at Queen Wink, Twitter Queen Live, and if you want some motherfucking hair, go to winklux.com, and I will be at the Mark tomorrow downtown Los Angeles.
Some poetry.
Come check me out. You know what I'm saying?
We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL The Beat across all social media platforms and subscribe to us at BHL The Beat on iTunes. Give us 5 stars.
Please!
4 stars if you don't like us. The rest of them don't work. Leave us a comment. And we'll give you guys a shout out on the show because we love you.
Yeah.
Also, if you guys have a video or your friends have a video you guys want showcased on the show, send to BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. And you guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Till next week.
Peace.
Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.